Letter from Home by William Zinser. Now is the edgy time for Yale seniors. In 3 weeks, they will graduate and join the rest of us out here in the real world. It is a place that they are intensely afraid of. Not all of them, of course, will take the icy plunge. Quite a few will stay on the academic assembly line in law school or medical school or graduate school to study for 3 or 4 years more. This doesn't mean that they necessarily want to be lawyers or doctors or scholars. Some are continuing their education because their parents want them to. Some are doing it just to postpone the day of decision. Some are doing it because lawyers and doctors make a good living. Some are doing it to acquire still another degree to impress a society in which they think credentials are the only currency. Some, the lucky ones, really do want to be lawyers, doctors, scholars, or specialists in a field that requires further skill. But they all are driven, those who are leaving academia and those who are staying, by one message: do not fail. It is a message that has been echoing in their heads since they were admitted to the nursery school of their choice, beating less competitive toddlers. Score high, test well, play it safe. Next month's graduates have been so obsessively bent for 4 years on measurable achievement, grades, and a secure future, jobs, that they have hardly had time to savor the present and to grow as well-rounded people. They know that the outside world is wary of experimenters, of late starters, and temporary losers.